This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Chick-fil-A was the center of controversy this week after reports broke that the fast food franchise would no longer donate to anti-LGBT charities like the Salvation Army and FCA. But Chick-fil-A insists that's not the whole story. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. That is tmin.live/home.
Chick-fil-A faced heavy backlash Monday, November 18th from the conservative Christian community after a report from BizNow claimed that the restaurant was stopping donations to Christian charities with anti-LGBT positions. With Chick-fil-A's multi-year donation contracts ending with the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, also known as FCA, the chicken restaurant has decided to focus its charitable efforts toward causes like education, hunger, and homelessness. Reports quickly circulated that this move was a direct response to the negative perception of Chick-fil-A's support of traditional marriage. It is worth noting that though the original report framed the Salvation Army and FCA as anti-LGBT organizations, which was reportedly why Chick-fil-A ended its donations to them, the Salvation Army and FCA do not actually deny service to LGBT individuals. A Salvation Army representative noted to BizNow, "We serve more than 23 million individuals a year, including those in the LGBTQ community. In fact, we believe we are the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ population." Following the report, many Christians decried the move, saying Chick-fil-A was acting under pressure from LGBT activists. Former Governor Mike Huckabee wrote, "I am sick that they have now completely abandoned the convictions of founder Truett Cathy and decided to sell out believing they will be loved by the left if they sell out their loyal customers and friends and placate the very people who hate them." And cultural commentator Michael Brown wrote an op-ed in which he pleaded with Chick-fil-A to reverse its decision and continue supporting FCA and the Salvation Army. In response to the backlash, a Chick-fil-A representative reached out to the Christian Post. The statement reads, in part, "Our goal is to donate to the most effective organizations in the areas of education, homelessness, and hunger. No organization will be excluded from future consideration, faith-based or non-faith-based. I also wanted to add that Chick-fil-A will not be opening on Sundays." Chick-fil-A has clarified that, starting next year, they plan to give $9 million to charities such as Junior Achievement USA, Covenant House International, and Community Food Banks. The restaurant chain also plans to give $25,000 to a local food bank whenever they open a new Chick-fil-A restaurant. For more updates on this story, you can read more at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.